This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why were they not what? Why am I not allowed? Or why are they not available?
Yeah, you said they were not available.
They just weren't there. I mean, Pat said that they were like, and it might be true. I mean, I know this has happened before. They may have started the game, and once they were out, they were gone. They may have just left. But
they had other commitments?
Elvis has, Shawn Michaels has left the building, and they might have just been gone. Which, I mean, you know, it is what it is. They say, wait, you can't be mad at Major League Baseball. BS can't be mad at Major League Baseball. You want stars to be stars. Are you allowed to let them leave? Are they allowed to leave early? Allowed to clock out and go?
Wait, you're telling me they
it is an all-star
they
game.
Were no
it's, a,
longer,
it's an exhibition.
They were no longer in the dugout?
Apparently, that's what it...
Were they in the building?
I don't know.
I thought maybe it was one of those deals where, you know, they got to get... They got an abbreviated all-star break, right? They want to get their amount of time. They've got to get on the road and get to the next city. The New York Yankees, who Aaron Judge plays for, resume the regular season on Friday in Atlanta.
Sean Marash,
the city they're currently in.
Sean Marash says, Fox not wanting to tell the audience that Aaron Judge and Ohtani are two of many who aren't even in the stadium anymore right now is funny. Yeah, a lot of people are like, yeah, they ain't there. They're gone.
They did show Scooble came back out after his shower. Now he's a pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
So they showed him back out in the street clothes watching everything go on.
Okay, I feel like if it were true,
Janine
and again, it's tough because we don't
clothes.
Know necessarily how true it is because we're just using secondhand. Are you guys having a different conversation?
God, here we go. I knew I could tell. I could already see it. All
you
right,
could tell you were going to interrupt two times? Okay, so... I think we could kind of use an investigation here to figure out if indeed, you know, they're still in the building. If we have any kind of evidence, is there any social media? Because I think that would be kind of disrespectful to the game. No, the All-Star Classic, the Midsummer Classic, the All-Star Game is one of the fabled parts of Americana.
Isn't a swing off disrespectful to the game already in itself?
Well, so this is the second year it's been available, right?
Yeah, it's the first time we've seen it.
Yeah, it's the first time we've seen it, but it was instituted a year ago. But I honestly, what? The game ended up going 3 hours and...
I don't know. It was late. I didn't see this live.
Yeah.
I watched it this morning. It was 10 minutes. Like, the video that's out is the full thing, and it's 10, almost 11 minutes long. It is cool. They interview the guys, like... Schwarber, right before he goes up, he gets interviewed, and then he walks up to the plate and he gets his three swings. And they, you know, they obviously look at a couple of pitches because it's not only are they swinging, they're swinging against. This is not the home run derby where it's your dad throwing you pitches. This is a guy from a different team.
Well, both teams are out of pitchers anyway, right?
Right. These were bench coaches or bullpen coaches. The Dodgers coach, I don't know what he coaches, but he was in a Dodgers uniform. I would assume bullpen coach. Was throwing the session.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It was certainly a different way to go about things, that's for sure.
Well, what's the other...
I'm trying to look at the play-by-play of the swing-off. There's no, like, box score of a swing-off.
Oh, yeah.
Is there?
No, I didn't see a box score. And they even mentioned that in the broadcast when I was watching it back. They were saying, you know, like, obviously Schwarber's the MVP and he's done something, but it doesn't count in a box score. Like, he didn't get credit for those home runs because they weren't part of the All-Star game.
Yeah, that's why when you said, like, are we messing too much with it? It's like, it's already been messed with. The one time you tried to count the thing. So it's like, who cares? Who cares now? So just put a box score up of what they did in the swing off and move on. Like, I don't know why you have to have it 6-6 and it does. Well, this doesn't count. It's like, no. And by the way, the whole sanctifying the All-Star game, you guys got to remember the All-Star game was born during the Great Depression to get gate receipts. It wasn't like it was there as this great big. Yeah, there's great players involved in it. Yeah, for the love of God. Yeah, like it's not the biggest thing in the world. It's the last one worth playing. I'll grant you that. Of the All-Star games. Well, you know what? I take that back. Let's see how hockey does with that new format. But
of the big three that actually gets huge, you know, ratings still relative to everything else. I mean, these are the three we've always compared. The Pro Bowl's gone. You know,
it's the closest
we've said once
to the regular season product.
You know, when I was young, all three of these things had major viewership. So it's pretty incredible how different it is. We were talking yesterday on the phone, Kenny and I, and how the NBA, once you pass $70 million thresholds, I mean, the guys are now officially way too valuable to the teams that I'm surprised they even let the guys play any kind of basketball outside of games at all going forward. I'm surprised the Olympics even will still have NBA players down the road because we just saw guys in the playoffs suffer devastating injuries that kills their whole following year.
Well, that's why I want to see how this this international style of the NBA All-Star game is going to go. Like it, because it worked. Obviously, it worked for hockey. I mean, that was pretty interesting. I want to see if the international game brings anything to it. But if you're going to play the international style of All-Star games, do some of these guys need to be in the Olympics as badly as what we might want them to be in the Olympics? If we're going to be competitive about it, if we're going to have competition over the whole thing, so. I don't know. I think it's kind of a silly way to end a game, but at the same time, I saw John Kruk put on the batter's helmet and get in the other batter's box. Like, let's not act like we are at the Sistine Chapel over here. I mean, this is an All-Star game that's based on entertainment and ratings and all that other stuff. It's not, to me, it's not as big a deal. I thought it was funny that Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani weren't there at the end of the game, and Fox didn't want to tell anybody that they weren't there after the game at the end of the game, because I think a lot of people probably would have had controversial takes about that or thought it was controversial. Well, go ahead.
I don't even know that they could have taken the swings anyway. They were no longer in the lineup.
Well, does it matter, or do you have to have...
Yeah, what are the rules?
Well, I don't know what the rules are.
I think you had to be in the lineup.
I mean, can't they just make it up as they go?
I agree. It's all stupid anyway. I mean, they should let Stephen Kwan score the tying run. He should be able to walk into the stands and pick three people and be like, you represent us.
They should have just said, their uniforms are already in the laundry, guys. I can't pull them out. They're soaking right now. I can't do it.
In the bat buck naked?
Like, yeah. Well, no, they're in their street clothes. I can't pull them out there and have, I mean, you could.
You can hit home runs in street clothes.
You can hit home runs in street clothes, I suppose. Now, is this something you'd want to do in the regular season at all?
No, not at all. And I don't think the regular season you even need. Obviously, I know every time we talk about this, people are still irate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We have ghost runners to begin with, but I do think like baseball, you know, evolved to such a point with not only the pitch clock, but I think fans by and large have spoken. I get not the gatekeeping diehards, but as a whole, baseball fans are flocking to the ballpark more. They're watching more. The national rating has gone up. And I think you have to give baseball credit for speeding up things. It was, you know, interminable for a long time, and we just accepted it. And finally, you know, network execs were like, you know, we're noticing the drop-offs. The numbers are pretty substantial. How people are not following our sport the longer the game goes. We already have 162. You know, what do we do in basketball? All we do in basketball is talk about shortening the season. But that's 82 games. This is 162.
And when
the games are going, especially it was New York, Boston, games are going 4 hours. Like, baseball listened to the fans. They might not have listened to the diehard diehards, but the diehards weren't going anywhere. They were going to watch sport regardless.
Yeah, that's another thing, is that there's a lot of people who are hardcore into the game, and they're still hardcore into the game. As far as the rule change when it came to like the second run or the runner at second base, you know, I was against that at first, but like anything, you know, you lighten up towards it and you kind of see the benefits of what that was. And the benefits of what that was is that, yeah, you get the games in quicker. You know, I go back, when did the Guardians had the first, when they were the Indians, they had the 14 game winning streak, right? And they played that 20 or that 18 inning game or 17 inning game against Toronto. Because I remember I was on vacation, and Lima had the take when we came back. Yeah. Did Terry Francona really, what was it? Did he really want to win that game, or did he really want to, would he really want to win that game and go deep into the bullpen to win that game?
They had to make, roster moves.
A couple guys after that game.
So in the grand scheme of things, it makes it easier for a manager and it makes it easier for an organization just be like, all right, let's put the runner out there at second and let's see what we can and let's get everybody home here. All right. And then plus, I have to say, I think there has been an uptick in attendance and viewership just because you know you're going to see it. You feel anymore you're going to see a climax. Like you're going to, like there's no technically, there's a pitch clock, but there's no clock on it. There's no hard ending to a game. You know, that it's still there where the tying run is always on the bench somewhere. You just always have to get a hit. The winning run's always on the bench somewhere. You always have to get a hit no matter how many you're down. So that part of the game is still there. In terms of just the regular fan, all right, the regular fan goes to the ballpark now. They think they're going to get to see a game in a reasonable amount of time, and then they're going to be able to leave. Which, in a football game, you're going to see a start, and hopefully your team's not getting the brakes beat off them. You're going to see an ending. In the NBA, same thing. You're going to see an ending. In other sports, obviously. In baseball, it was always, well, you know, we'll get to the seventh inning, and then, you know, Johnny's got school in the morning, and, you know, the kid has got to go to bed, and all this other stuff, and I think it did take a little bit away from the game, because, and it wasn't, I don't think, we, you know, we got this mixed up where you try to have your cake and you eat it too. People say the game's just fine. The game was just fine. It's that you had to mix in a lot of other things in it, because to make money, you have to have commercials. To make commercials, you have to have breaks to put in those commercials, and you were putting that in there. And then there was the whole walking out of the box where it's like, yeah, man, like if you go back and you look in the annals of history, I'm willing to bet there was a hell of a lot more guys staying in the box and getting ready to hit than there was by the time they made the rule change where we're fixing our gloves and fixing our elbow pads and fixing our leg pads and all that stuff that you didn't have before back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s.
I just also think that, you know, our attention spans have clearly changed. They've measured this in every way, shape, or form. And let's be honest, in 1912, you weren't sitting in a ballpark having every single thing that's ever been created on the internet at your disposal to look away from the game. The game was actually more important and more interesting than anything in your life. Now, there are a million things more interesting than what's going on the baseball field that is on your phone at any point. Like, we just don't have the attention span.
But I think that because the game is faster moving, it's taken away from the time to check out, okay, what's going on, and check out your phone.
I agree.
The only time I've looked at my phone during a baseball game over the last couple of years since the pitching clock has been installed is to look at another score. If there's, like, I remember there was, I was at a game, it was like right at the beginning of college football season, and there were a couple of scores I was checking on during a game, so you would check on it between innings. But other than that, like, I wasn't sitting there watching Gamecast or anything like that. I was watching a baseball game because the baseball game is going quick enough. Russ in Euclid. Russ, hello.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Russ.
I will tell you, I have watched every All-Star game since Ray Fosse got planted into the ground by Pete Rose.
What a first one to watch. Good God.
Congratulations on all your success.
Go ahead, Russ.
And this was the best one that I've seen.
Wow.
Kwani comes up and does Kwani stuff to tie the ball game up. And then they get rid of the tie game. And now every year I might have to root for a tie because this home run off, even though the guy at the very end, I think he was already halfway in the dugout, if not halfway in the bag, for the American League.
Ooh.
Reckless speculation.
Dude, it was brilliant. I loved it. Sure, we would have liked this, but of course it had to be Schwarber so I could have flashbacks to 2016. But it was great. Just great.
He has one of the weirdest careers. Russ, I'm glad you enjoyed it, and thank you very much for the call. I wonder if a lot of other people are going to agree. I know we like to bag on things when they first happen.
Well, I'm open to it.
If Russ has watched that much baseball, which I have no reason not to believe Russ, and he's saying it's the best one, it's like, all right.
Without so the product's working. It was a gimmick. I'm looking at I love to go to the New York Post just to see what the headline would be. It says, Homer, happy ending, funky swing-off gimmick, just what the All-Star game needed. It is a gimmick. I mean, it's the epitome of a gimmick. But did it work? I can sense that there are probably some people very uneasy about something like this, but did it work?
I
kind of feels like it did.
I would assume that it did. I mean, if you got
you
the
just
first
spent
call
17
box,
minutes talking about it, and so, were we going to talk about it if they just played? If they played it through.
We would not have. Yeah,
the 11th.
We would have just gotten into the minutia of the game and whether or not it needs to stay, and then we would have talked about whether or not to do my QB tiers tomorrow.
It did it.
Yeah, Kyle Schwarber's had a weird career, hasn't he?
It's
like he was almost out of baseball, and then he's been an All-Star like three of the last 5 years.
And it's crazy to think it's been 9 years since that World Series where Guardians fans, Indians fans, then Indians fans left that week going, enough. I never want to hear about this guy again.
It's not Rick Ankiel. It's not Josh Hamilton. Obviously, different reasons, but I'm like, man, this is what a career this guy has had. He's seen the very best, he's seen the very worst.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.